Well, shit, I'll be in our newspaper. News of the day with Nasser Kandil. Trump's envoy embarrasses him and Babda. Own, her words bind her, not us. Induction with Saidi fails. Delivering a government now awaits a C-section. Border clashes resume between Hayat Tahrir al-Sham and the tribes. Israeli airstrikes north of the Litani. The political editor wrote, the provocative remarks made by Morgan Ortagus, deputy U.S. envoy to the region and head of the Ceasefire Oversight Committee in southern Lebanon, have sparked questions about the credibility of her statement regarding an Israeli withdrawal by February 18. She acted more like an Israeli settler venting on social media than a representative of a global power expected to uphold diplomatic decorum as an impartial mediator between warring parties. From a Lebanese podium, she openly thanked Lebanon's enemy for killing thousands of Lebanese citizens, destroying thousands of homes, and displacing tens of thousands, completely undermining any trust in her role as an arbiter of the ceasefire's implementation. To make matters worse, as Lebanese saying goes, she piled thorns on the burden by presuming to dictate who should and should not be in the Lebanese government. She ignored the fact that she was speaking from a podium of a head of state who's considered a friend of her country and its president. In doing so, she not only disrespected him and his authority, but also displayed an unacceptable level of impudence in handling diplomatic relations. Her remarks provoked widespread public and political backlash, prompting President Joseph Aoun to distance himself from her statements. In response to the uproar, the Babda Presidential Palace issued a clarification, stating that Ortega's comments reflect her personal views and do not represent the presidency. Meanwhile, sources close to Speaker of Parliament Nabih Berri reported that he rejected Ortega's statements outright and intends to respond should she repeat them during her scheduled meeting with him today. On the government front, amateur maneuvering continued as reports circulated about a supposed breakthrough involving the appointment of former minister Nasser al-Saidi. However, it was soon revealed that Saidi had not agreed to take the position, causing the attempt at induced political birth to collapse because the injection had expired. Now, a C-section is inevitable, requiring patience, deliberation, and a professional approach to the government formation process. This also means sidelining the reckless amateurs and grandstanding antagonists who keep steering Prime Minister-designate Nawaz Salam into political dead ends with ill-advised statements and consultations. In the northeast, clashes resumed between local tribes and militants from Hayat Tahrir al-Sham. Reports last night indicated that Lebanese tribes had recaptured the border town of Dermash, expelling Hayat Tahrir al-Sham fighters. Earlier in the day, President Joseph Aoun held a phone call with Syrian Transitional President Ahmed al-Sharr to offer his congratulations. According to the Lebanese presidency, the two leaders agreed to coordinate efforts to stabilize the Lebanese-Syrian border and prevent civilian casualties.